Welcome to National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where I am trying to do 30 episodes in 30 days. However, I managed to get them in. And because this is the second release today, news. I'm on it.
Bullshit from the news.
Oh, South Dakota, South Dakota. You know, people are going to start talking about you like they do Florida soon. The governor of South Dakota recently launched their new anti-drug campaign focused on bringing attention to the increasing problem of methamphetamines or crystal meth or ice or whatever you want to call it. Apparently, there's a meth problem in South Dakota. And apparently, they also have a problem with proofreading ad campaigns before they go live, because the new ad campaign for the state of South Dakota's anti-drug campaign, the new slogan is meth. We're on it. Yeah, and whoever approved this was on it, because really, you didn't say this out loud. You didn't read this. How naive are you to not basically see how easily this is misinterpreted? I mean, you have an ad campaign that just went viral because you chose wording that basically means the exact opposite of what you're trying to get at. Or you're trying to point out that the state has a meth problem. And, I mean, that's kind of the point of having the anti-drug campaign, is that, hey, there is a meth problem in the state of South Dakota, and we are trying to get over this, and we're trying to fight this and all this. But the phrasing, either this is completely naive, or this is absolute brilliance, and it was on purpose. Because since this has gone viral, and it's totally gone viral, the governor's doubled down on this, because she basically said the goal of the program is to raise awareness for the meth problem in the state. And with the kind of, I wouldn't say backlash, but the basically the fact that the misinterpretation and the jokiness of it, because it's one of those, this is one of those things where you laugh at the thing, but you feel bad for laughing because it's a serious subject. This is a laughing at a funeral situation, but it's laughing at a meth problem. But the ad campaign is funny because it has a bunch of people in these videos, like old farmhand guys and moms and people saying, "I'm on meth." That's the problem. That is actually the problem, is that they've got, you know, old farm guy sitting there leaning against his barbed wire fence. "I'm on meth." I'm like, really, Grandpa, you're on meth? You know, I mean, I've not seen a ton of meth people, but you don't look like you're on meth. And I think maybe you're misrepresenting what the idea is here. Because again, either they did it that way on purpose to get people to talk about it, or they're just dumb. And honestly, I'm hoping that they did this on purpose, that they made something that was going to, like, people are going to, it was like, just wait. People are going to look at this and they're like, what? Seriously? That's what you went with? Because we're all talking about it. Okay. We're all talking about it. I'm talking about it. So from the purpose of, it's an ad, it's drawing attention, everybody's talking about it, it's doing its job. And I think that's the point. Actually, now that the more I'm thinking about it, and again, the fact that the governor has doubled down on this really makes me think this was done on purpose. This whole big thing, the ad agency that concocted this whole campaign that was paid handsomely for it, did it on purpose, and this was a well-orchestrated viral marketing campaign. They planned this out. They were like, just watch. Everybody's going to sit here and, like, seriously, no, everyone's going to question the intelligence of the campaign, but everybody's going to be talking about it. It's going to have national coverage, international coverage. It's going to go viral on all of the social medias. Everyone's going to talk about it. Some asshole in Arizona is going to do a podcast episode about it. Just wait. The more I think about it, and the fact they haven't backpedaled on it, they have not backpedaled on it. She has doubled down. So this is the point. This is exactly what I wanted. I wanted attention. I wanted people to know that there is a meth problem in this state that we need to do something about. And you know what? Damn it, Governor, I don't have your name in front of me. Good for you. Because you know what? Fuck. She did the right thing. She did it right. Damn it. As much as I want to fucking make, it's cringy. The video is cringy. And if you want to see the one, I have one of the ads in the show notes, depending on the feed you're following on, but it's on the website at odddadoutpodcast.com. Check it out. The video is there. It's cringy. It's just cringy. Again, old guy, I'm on meth. And I get that again. I understand the meaning. It's one of those things like we're on it. We're taking care of this. We're going to put an end to this. But the phrasing, again, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, nah, they did it on purpose. They totally did this on purpose. But you know what? They are getting more attention for this now and raising awareness for the meth problem in South Dakota than any other drug viral marketing program, anything, since This Is Your Brain on Drugs. Really. The last time I saw an anti-drug campaign that got this much attention, there was an egg and a cast iron skillet. That was it. This is the new brain on drugs. I'm declaring it now. So, you know what? Good for you. Way to go, South Dakota. You made anti-drug campaigns go viral. You did the job you were supposed to. And you know what? You're on it. But that is it for me for today. I'm not giving you any more today because fuck, I'm tired and I've got packing and things to do and all the shit to do. But I'm going to be trying to double up this week as much as I can, get more news to you, more stuff to you, because, well, I'm behind schedule and damn it, I've got a lot to do. So if you want to catch all these, go to odddadoutpodcast.com. Follow me on the social medias at odddadout. Join the Facebook group. It's all in the show notes. It's always in the show notes. And until tomorrow, oddballs, thank you and good night.